This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
Got a story here of David McCoy. He's been charged with three counts of capital murder in the death of his girlfriend and their unborn child. He called 911 telling them he'd heard gunshots outside the apartment. And when they arrived on the scene, they found Courtney Spraggins dead in her car. This is a former police officer accused of murdering his girlfriend and the unborn child. Another just sick case. Former Alabama police officer charged with that murder of the girlfriend and the unborn child in Huntsville, Alabama. The three counts of capital murder in connection with the death of his pregnant girlfriend, their unborn child, whom they supposedly had already named. David McCoy is 29, is accused of killing 26-year-old Courtney Spraggins in her car outside his apartment on January 7th of 2022. He's also accused of killing their unborn child and a third person under the age of 14, which also refers to the woman's fetus. The third person? Is that?
Yeah, I thought that was weird, but they're charging him. It's a separate charge. It's like murder for someone under 14. So there's he killed her, he killed the baby, and it's a separate charge.
Okay, they're trying to throw everything they can possibly charge him with.
Exactly.
If one's a charge here. Yeah. The two had met on Tinder on December 17th of 2022. Wow. December 17th of 2022, and the...
I think that's when she went to him initially, was December 17th.
Okay.
She lived in Maryland. He was in Alabama.
Okay. The two had met on Tinder there. She quit her job, drove from Maryland to Huntsville to move in with McCoy, but he told her that he needed more time. When Spraggins texted McCoy to ask what she was supposed to do, he responded, "A bullet to the head sounds good to me." Well, that's always a good text to get from your lover. McCoy allegedly was already engaged to another woman, but he eventually told Spraggins to return and that they could take care of her, authorities said. Instead, the day Spraggins arrived back in Huntsville on January 7, 2022, McCoy shot her in the head, according to authorities. She was found dead in her car outside the West Ranch Apartments, where McCoy lived with another woman. Just note to self, you know, if you're going to go and live with your lover who's already texted you that you should kill yourself, and he's seeing somebody else, you may not want to move in. It may be a bad idea. She was found dead in her car outside the West Ranch Apartments where McCoy lived with another woman on January 7th. Her car was parked with all of her belongings, suggesting she was planning on moving in. The former cop was off duty at the time of the shooting. Police said he allegedly called his 911 to inquire whether there had been any reports of shots fired. He told dispatchers that he had been awoken by gunfire from a small caliber gun. This almost sounds like he was paranoid. Like, I wonder if anybody heard that. But if you're...
I think it was his cover. Oh, I was sound asleep. I heard a gun. Did anybody hear a gunshot? That was weird.
But then police are going to show up and look to see if there's anybody dead in that area as well.
But then he's like, oh, must be suicide.
After ending his conversation with the dispatchers, he and the first responders proceeded to the scene to investigate. There they discovered Spraggins dead due to the gunshot wound to the head. He told investigators, "I think I've seen her once," and told others, "I don't know her." He later said that the woman must have committed suicide. Well, you do realize there's a digital trail of your interactions. McCoy assisted police at the crime scene. He asked for a pair of gloves and told officers at the scene that he couldn't find the victim's phone or a murder weapon. Officials later found a photo of McCoy on the visor of Spraggins' vehicle and told him, and they then took him in for questioning where he eventually said, "I did it." Later, investigators would find Spraggins' phone and a gun that wasn't McCoy's service weapon in a closet inside his apartment. Gunshot residue was detected on McCoy. Prosecutors are seeking the death penalty, as they should. This seems like an idiot. 110% an idiot.
Well, and so he's with one woman, gets this woman pregnant, says, you know, might as well just put a bullet to your head. And then somehow I bet he got to thinking, well, I don't want my girl to know that I got another girl pregnant. So I'm going to bring her here. I'll make it look like it's suicide. I got it all figured out. I'm like, that is so horrible.
It's amazing how people connect dots in their head and think, great idea.
Yeah, this is great. They'll never figure it out.
And he's a cop.
She's got a picture of him in her car. He never thought about that.
Well, or that you look into the dead woman and look at her phone, look into her digital footprint, look into all this, and surprise, it's going to show him.
Well, and I read somewhere that the cops have been unable to get into her phone because I think that he took her phone into the house with the gun to hide it in the closet. That's where it was found. Mm-hmm. I think he had been in her phone trying to unlock it so many times that now they can't get into it. I think he was trying to go in and erase all that.
An idiot. This stuff goes to the cloud.
They obviously found it on his phone.
Well, and it's not just on a single device. I mean, he's 29, for the love of God. He should know this. I understand if someone's like in their 60s or 70s or even, I don't know, even 40s, 50s, who maybe doesn't quite understand how the cloud works. But I'm sorry. What an idiot in every sense of the word. I mean, and this is an officer that otherwise would be protecting and serving. Gosh.
It's
it's not, and in no way that's a reflection on police. These type of people exist in every profession. It's just more disturbing when it's someone who otherwise you would hope has a little bit better life going on behind the scenes than this.
Well, and as a police officer, your job that you took voluntarily is to protect and serve. So when it's a police officer committing a crime like this, I think we all feel kind of victimized by it. It's like, mm-hmm. wait, but he's the guy, the good guy. You call the good guy for help when you need help. And when they do something like this, it's just, it's really sad.
I guess what I'm most kind of surprised by is the lack of insight, the lack of thought of how he would or thought he wouldn't get caught. Because you would have
obviously
more insight.
He's not a detective.
You'd have more insight into that in that line of work. That's why mm-hmm. it's just like, these are rookie mistakes, if you will, for a murderer. I don't know. I mean, it just seems very bizarre that you wouldn't, that you think that all this is going to play out this one way in your head, and it clearly will never play out that way in reality. No.
I'm glad it didn't, because I'm glad he was caught.
Without a doubt.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
The Hidden Killers Podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
You want to weigh in on any of the cases that we're talking about? You can do so. We got a phone number for that. 888-5-KILLER, 888-554-5537. To weigh in 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. My name's Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.